It's becoming more and more difficult for anyone whose faith is in Jesus to keep believing in the Bible. Now, depending on where you sit, you might be thinking, well, so what? So much of it's so outdated anyway. Well, that's not a position that I'm able to take. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. The 66 books of the Bible were written by different people in different circumstances over some 1,500 years. Throughout that period, and in the roughly 2,000 years since then, people have always opposed it. God's own people, Israel, rejected the prophets he sent them. And hey, they crucified Jesus, the Son of God. The church itself has opposed the Bible in various times throughout history, burning, for instance, William Tyndale at the stake in 1536 for translating it from Latin into English. Yeah, the Word of God has had a rough road, and yet still it's with us. Still it prevails. Why is that? 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 24 and 25. The scriptures say our lives are like the grass of spring, and any glory we enjoy is like the beauty of the wildflower. The grass dries up and dies, and the flower falls to the ground. But the word of the Lord lasts forever. And that word is the good news that was told to you. I totally agree with theologian and pastor R.C. Sproul when he writes, "We don't have any right to look at a biblical text from the perspective of the 21st century and change its meaning. If the perspective of the 21st century doesn't fit with the Bible, it's the perspective that's wrong, not the Bible. The grass dries up and dies, and the flower falls to the ground. But the word of the Lord lasts forever." That's his word, fresh for you today. And please don't forget, I'd love to share more of God's Word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive His Word.